Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last bank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
It's not the song I wanted. It's not the song that I wanted. You know, guys, I'm not happy. I'm not happy. We might have to just go Main Street because I'm fucking... Yeah, I
nobody knows where great ideas...
I'm sorry. I'm logged into your YouTube, so an ad played.
I'm going to log into your fucking...
Just say titties. It's fine. It always works.
I'm trying to fucking be cool here, man. I'm trying
Shannon's
to be...
Windows 95 titties. Shannon's titties coming a free disc in the mail.
Yeah, I don't even know if we can fucking play music on fucking YouTube.
That's a good point.
We get bumped from our fucking YouTube stream now.
Stop it then. Let's not play music.
Little Bob Seger.
Let's not play music.
Fucking shit.
I think you can play that much, like yeah,
that's
right?
It.
Like
2 seconds.
Yeah.
To play that much,
just get a series of drops.
Little sexy taste of Bob Seger, Main Street, make me feel better, Shannon.
I thought if we talked over it, it's fine. Because that falls under parody law.
Does it fall under parody law? I don't know.
What if we sing the lyrics wrong?
Gay Street.
Yeah, down on Gay Street. See, all right. Now it's a parody.
All right, stop it. Fucking cocksucking YouTube piece of shit. Fucking.
See, if we start sucking each other's cocks, we're going to get kicked off YouTube.
Why is the stream not working, Shannon?
Well, not if we blur it out.
So our That's hosting true. People told me this morning that there was an update that went through at 8 o'clock this morning, and so stuff has to be pushed through or whatever.
Push my dick through your tits.
It's not my fault. I've been trying to make it work for the past hour, and they're
fucking,
failing.
At one point, Nate and Shannon, I was sitting behind them. Just, you know, not try not to freak out. Try not them to make them feel bad, because I know it can get a little hot in the driver's seat. So at one point, Shannon's trying to make this work on YouTube, and she doesn't know what's going on. She's like just literally clicking different buttons on the computer, and Nate leans in, and he goes, why don't you try that? You know what? It couldn't hurt. That's what it said. It couldn't hurt. And I was like, they're fucking guessing. They have no idea what's going on. They're guessing in the booth.
It's streaming on YouTube right now, Lewis.
Oh, Shannon.
I did it.
You did it. You did it.
Shannon Theard had a stream on YouTube, a thing 8-year-olds do while they open up fucking packages.
Our hosting company can't figure it out. So,
yeah.
In fairness, their abusive parents are filming it.
We need to leave them. We need to leave our hosting company. Happens on my show. It doesn't happen on other
shows.
Because
it's the earliest. It's the first one in.
What the fuck? And then they fix it throughout the day?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Oh, great. Can we put the thing is in the morning, please?
Only if you say ding.
You're going to move that show to 3 days a week?
Ding bat. God damn it. All right, I got to relax. All right, everyone's happy. All right, it's enough. I have no fucking clue what the rules are on YouTube. I don't make money. I think I've been deplatformed, right? That's when they demonetize you, right?
Mm-hmm.
They deplatform you, right?
You got Owen Benjamin?
Yeah, I was deplatformed years ago. I just don't care. I was just like, yeah, of course I'm not going to make money through YouTube. Do you see the shit we say on these shows? Obviously, I'm not making money through YouTube. I've been deplatformed. Play the music, Shannon.
It'd be great if we get through this song at the end of the show. Yeah, we should just play bit by bit to see what happens. Yeah.
All right, look, we have an incredible show planned today. I'm sorry, Dave Landau. This is very unprofessional. This does not happen on Compound Media, okay? Compound Media, they have a fucking...
I mean, they definitely would have hit the woman who didn't get a stream going.
Goddamn right. The golden standard in fucking streaming Compound Media. Here, Gas Digital, we invite Dave Landau in only to show off what we do. And then, of course, we fall flat on our fucking face. Gets to go back to Keith the Cop and be like, yeah, they're fucking losers over there.
Yeah, you guys should get a green screen and fucking bleachers. Really. See the word savages a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have green screens. We just don't use them.
We don't say savages. Let's not kid around with the word we use.
Yeah. All right. Look, we have a very, very great show planned today. We really do. And I'm going to.
We should get retard
relax.
Bleachers.
We could.
We should bleach retards on the show.
Yeah.
We just fucking get black retards and bleach their skin. Be like, we're going to make you a little better at
least.
But
dress them as Michael Jackson.
We're going to upgrade you slightly.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, guys. It's Compound Media Day here at Gas Digital.
Give me a good Varnado-ing.
You can bleach assholes.
There he is. Good. Look, incredible show planned. Lots of fucking talk about. I think that we own our own fucking beat for plugs. Thanks to...
How funny would it be if Cushion Pusher fucking put a copyright claim on it?
Oh my god, Cushion Pusher.
Right now?
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, he bumped us from YouTube, Cushion Pusher.
That'd be great.
All right, let's get these plugs out the fucking way. Dave Landau, what's up, motherfucker? It's your boy, Dave Landau. What do you got to plug?
You can see me last weekend of the month at Hilarities in Cleveland. I'm headlining all week. And this Sunday, you can see me at the Columbus Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio. DaveLandau.com.
Fuck yeah. Chris from Brooklyn.
Obviously, at High Society, at HS Radio Show is the Twitter for High Society Radio. Follow High Society Radio everywhere. Subscribe on iTunes. Comes out on Tuesday. The episode with you and Zach is still available. And then Chris from BKLYN is my Twitter. That's it.
Sweet. Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics talking through horror movies, genre movies, B-movies, or whatever else I feel like playing that day.
Sweet. Yeah, guys, couple things coming up. I think there's about 20 tickets left for Legion of Skanks and Friends Live, the stand-up comedy show at the Comedy Store featuring the Legion of Skanks, Burt Kreischer, Kurt Metzger, Annie Letterman,
Milo,
Tim Dillon, Milo Yiannopoulos, Gavin McInnes,
Jeffrey Epstein's corpse.
Yeah, we're actually just gonna get Epstein's what happened to the screen?
Two of his murderers.
We're gonna take three of his victims, the least attractive victims. We're gonna shame them on stage.
Sure, for lying.
Incredible. Yeah. No, it's just a stand-up comedy show, and it's gonna be incredible. And there's only a handful of tickets left, so don't wait right now. If you're listening to this live and you're in LA and you're waiting to get the tickets, don't do that. The podcast sold out in mere minutes. The stand-up show in the main room, which is 350 seats, there's only, you know, last night they told me there's 20 seats left. So go fucking get them right now because it's definitely going to sell out. Don't fucking wait. Also, August 25th, one night only, Houston, Texas, two shows, 7:30, 9:30 p.m. at the Secret Group. Early shows already close to being sold out. Late show, get tickets for the fucking late show because that's the one that needs more tickets sold right now. That's also going to be the same venue we do Skankfest South in. Check out the other pods, obviously, here on the Gas Digital Network. Use the promo code RAP for a 14-day free trial. Usually the stream works. At the very least, look, the app sucks. I know people are freaking out at the new app update, but it's a fucking beta, guys. It's a brand new app. We built it from the ground up. It's a beta. You're in the beta program. We appreciate the feedback, but obviously there's going to be kinks. But the stream usually works. If you guys love the network, you guys can get every episode we've ever done on demand, the entire library of Real Ass Podcasts, over 400 episodes, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, High Society Radio, 20 shows here on the Gas Digital Network, the best content in the world, over 8,000 hours at your fingertips, ad-free and uncensored. We play fucking copywritten music all day long, baby boys.
Sometimes we watch dirty movies.
Sometimes we watch dirty movies. Sometimes we show penetration. Full penetration.
Sometimes girls leak ass juice on this table.
Sometimes it becomes a major problem and a rift between mine and Ralph's relationship.
Yeah.
Why not? GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. And go to our iTunes. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. You can subscribe on my YouTube channel, Louis J. Gomez Comedy on YouTube, if you guys want to get the latest episodes and all that other shit. All right. All right, Shannon.
That really is fucking preposterous.
Ass juice?
That Ralph won't let... No eating in the studio. And then he has a girl get one of Lainey's goblins get a fucking enema on the table.
Yeah.
He wasn't here, though, right?
Someone eating it?
He wasn't here that time, but they've done other shit. They do crazy shit on that show. I told Ralph, literally, I was like, you have to do that in your home studio. You have a full home studio.
Yeah, he had me like blindfolded sniffing girls' fingers after they fingered themselves on that show once.
Yeah, that's a problem.
It was all right.
It's a good show. Look, now that I'm single, I'm going
to
start getting on that show
Gene
more.
Simmons.
We have to. Wait, Zach, let me write this down. We can't talk this, right?
Why not?
We can. All right, good. I'm planning Zach's bachelor party.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. When's your big day?
Next month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I by the way, I just don't put any dates in anything, and I just say yes to everything in my life. So I've been just dodging bullets of not being, like, booking something for your wedding. Dude, I'm out of town. I'm September 12th. I'm out of town on September 15th. I'm just right there. But I'm planning your bachelor party, which is fucking going to be really fun. Because it's different. I'm going to Sal Vulcano's.
No booze, just CBD.
I'm going to Sal Vulcano's bachelor party in Vegas a few days before your wedding. And
they're going to be pranks.
It's going to be way different. Way different bachelor party. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, we're gonna just be consistent.
Who's going to hit the jackpot in a slot machine, and then Murph's going to come out like, sorry, it's not real.
It's not real.
You're a jerk off.
Happy bachelor.
You're fucking
party.
A hooker, then it's Q. Yeah, yeah. The other three guys are laughing hysterically.
Get a really dirty whore and tell him it's clean.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
She's not sleeping. No. She was awake the whole time.
It's come on, still guys. Rape.
It's not, you're not actually raping her.
No, you are being arrested.
This week on Impractical Hookers.
Yeah, so it's going to be a way different thing. Like going with Sal, who's rich and famous, to Vegas with all of his friends versus Zach.
Whatever fucking
pinkish
thing is going to happen.
We'd have no budget, correct? Like, no, there's no nothing. Like
Golden Corral?
Well, as the person planning the bachelor party, don't you typically...
Do I pay for everything? That's not the way it works.
And you get like stuff from the people going.
Yeah, pay of course. A lot of yes, it, we will, obviously. But I'm saying the quality of human being that's going to be going to Zach's bachelor terrible. Party, it's not people that can afford $2,000 on a trip to Vegas, you know?
I mean, $2,000?
Yeah.
I think they could afford $2,000.
$2,000 is a lot of money to most people,
Chris.
You
could stay at Hooters.
Especially on a few days' notice.
Yeah.
This is like...
Yeah, it's 2 weeks from now, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be planning this bachelor party for like 2 weeks from now. I think, what is a good amount of money that you could expect people to kind of pitch in for a bachelor?
$3,000.
No, stop it.
I'm going to go 3 to 5.
3 to 500 per person?
That would make sense, yeah.
That's a lot. For Zach's friends, that's a lot. Big J's bachelor
Plus
party.
Plus, I have to have 125 to take home when I lie and say it was a road gig. Oh, I'm opening for Lewis.
Oh, I see. She doesn't listen to this show.
I'm opening for Lewis in Carlstadt, New Jersey.
Shit.
Or whatever specific detail I pick to make the lie sound good.
Yeah, so that...
Well, if you're going to a strip club, are you like that's going to be a couple hundred bucks.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got to figure... Well, everyone's got to pitch in for just Zach, right? And then if we... I mean, we're not going to a fucking club to get bottle service. That's not Zach's style. We're going to go to a fucking bar and then everyone chips in for Zach's drinks. This is not an expensive endeavor.
Yeah, then you know like Harlem for a strip club.
No, I think we should get some hookers, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you could get that there. It's going to be more expensive. Strip clubs and hookers.
Strip club hookers
it's all the
are,
same thing,
that's
really.
That's the problem, right? Here's the thing. Zach is a fucking autistic asshole. I'm not letting Zach go behind the fucking VIP room and have to negotiate his own hooker.
It's going
to
be terrible.
He's going to fucking walk up like, really? We have to spend $3,000 on Zach's fat black hooker? This is psychotic.
If you want to all take an $80 flight to Detroit on Spirit, there is just a street of hookers and strip clubs. You could have a blast.
Love it.
You'll probably end up saving
money. We headlined on that strip.
Did you?
Yeah. That's what they called it. We were just sucking dicks on a corner. So we have to figure out what we're going to do. I mean, do you want to be surprised or do you want to be involved in the planning?
I don't
want to
be involved at all.
You just want to fucking show up?
I want
we should probably get a 6-foot hero of some sort.
Yeah,
that's me. I'm going to wear a cape.
Grow 3 inches.
I would like plausible deniability.
I'm fucking 6'1", you piece of shit.
Are you not Puerto Rican, man?
Yes.
All right.
What are you? How tall? You thought I was 5'8"?
No. I thought you were shorter than me, and I'm 6 foot.
Yeah, no, I'm taller than you. You fucking crazy.
I'm 6'5".
You slouch.
I really do slouch.
Yeah, I would like plausible deniability.
You gotta have it.
Plan. I just showed up, and this shit happened.
That's what I did.
Oh, so I really pretended that I was.
It was just the gravity from the fat black hooker that sucked me in.
Well, you're going to pretend anything. That I pretended that we were doing a road gig, and then all of a sudden we're at a bachelor party.
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah, okay.
Does she frown on whores?
Who doesn't frown on whores?
Some people.
That's how they became whores. They were frowned upon.
Are we calling coming frowning now?
I'm not talking about their parents.
Yeah.
I just mean, you know, sometimes you have a relationship where they're like, get a whore.
Her bachelorette party is like trivia or something, but I don't know if I believe
that's
it.
That's bullshit. Have you ever seen the porn
videos?
How many
dicks are inside of Zach's wife right now?
Every porn video is just like a teddy bear guy and a fat ant blowing him in the middle of a party.
Did you ever see the one where the girl's not one of the porn chicks that's paid to blow the dude, and she blows him anyway.
Right.
And then you see the look on her face when she, like, reality hits her.
Yeah, she's like, she's in the moment, and she's all sexy, and she's sucking this guy's dick.
And he comes on her face.
All her face, and she's
like... And then it's just this this realization of, like, I was paid $50 to be an extra in this video.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why am I sucking this guy's dick? And there's a camera right there, and then they have her freaking out. We can't watch it on fucking gay-ass YouTube, but they have her freaking out, like, oh, oh, oh. Because she knows that her life's over.
Well, she just made a porno. It's done. She has to show that to every... Is she wearing a veil? Like,
that's
some of them
I mean,
do?
That's like, that's fucking... That poor girl. You almost like these girls that are like 19 years old and do porn. You're like... The age for porn, even though nobody would watch it, should be 30. The same age, I think it should be tattoos and porn. Anything where it's like a permanent life decision.
Face tats should be an older age than below the neck tats, right?
Just any tats, just in general. I feel like
I don't know if face tats should be a thing.
I'm not about inhibiting somebody's freedom.
Sure.
Shannon, who was the...
Tommy Vex.
Pull him out. Look at her. She already knows. Fucking slut.
I knew what you were talking about.
She's already so fucking...
Hot. I was recording a podcast and I couldn't pay any attention to what was happening because he was so hot.
He was so hot. Let me see him. Let's see this guy. What's his name?
Tommy Vex. Oh, sorry. Hold on one sec.
Tommy Vex. He literally is a less hot me.
Hold on.
He's a less hot me, Shannon. He's a little bit better shape than me.
One sec. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, a little bit better shape than me, but he's not as attractive as me.
In person, he's very attractive.
Yeah, Shannon. Yeah, that's what Shannon wants.
MS-13.
Shannon also, she won't fucking admit. Shannon told me that a lot of people think we're fucking. Right?
Yeah, a lot of that is happening on Twitter.
A lot of people are like, oh, Shannon and Lewis are banging. And we are. Can we come out right now? Can we come out right now and tell everyone, Shannon?
You guys can't bang on YouTube. We'll get the stream pulled.
It's true. We were actually going to come out today and have full penetration sex. On fucking camera. We can't actually...
wasn't working, so you had to call me and Dave to come in?
Yeah.
Well, we're supposed to have full penetration later on.
We can't do is we can't show, like, actual penetration, so we couldn't film porn here and then stream it, right? Like, that's one of the rules with our streaming company. So we were going to set up a mirror and fucking... We're going to do the reflection of the porn in the mirror, and you're going to watch me and Shannon fuck in a mirror. It's going to be the hottest thing we've ever done, right?
Yep. Sorry, guys.
Shannon, you should see her in the bedroom, dude. It's fucking crazy. A lot of spit.
Haven't you not had sex for like a year?
Yeah, it's 17 months.
17 months?
Well, just anal.
Oh, well, yeah.
We do a lot of butt stuff.
Well, that's God's law.
Shannon.
Yes.
Shannon, at what point are you going to admit that my body's starting to look great again?
I tell you every day, but could you ask me?
It's true.
You look very good.
I'm back. I'm telling you right now, there's a new thing.
2 weeks ago, you sat in this very chair that I'm sitting in, and you looked at me in the face, and you go, just embrace being a fat fuck, man. I love being fat now. I'm fat. And now you're just an insane person again.
I was fat. I am back. Sometimes you got to be back.
Your manic episodes are getting shorter and shorter.
That's fine. But it's weird. I haven't been this motivated to get back in shape not for these reasons. Now it is purely for the narcissistic reasons of crushing puss. This isn't about a fight. This isn't about fucking health. This isn't about anything else. I want to get in the best shape I've ever been in my entire life. I want to get Jack fucking Diesel. And I'm on my way back now.
I say go for it.
It's happening. I'm telling you right now. There's nothing that... sometimes you just turn a corner. Zach, I wasn't even back when you left.
No, not at all.
I was with you. I was fat last week.
It's almost like he's trying to get back at somebody.
No, that's not true. I don't care.
As he covers himself in shoe polish.
Did you have a breakup?
Yeah, we broke up, but that's not why I'm getting back in shape. Yeah, I guess sort of.
It's not directly
correlated to the breakup, but everything sort of is, right?
Of course,
like, you know, it's all connected.
Yeah, you want to look better and see her, and you hope that she's a slob.
No, not at all. I want her to live her best life. I really do. I love Kim. I had her on the show a few days ago. She was fucking awesome, right?
I'm just going with my exes. I don't mind when you look up at Facebook and you're like, oh, there's that girl.
Do you have that? Do you have a thing in you where you want your exes to get fat, gross, not have happiness?
A couple.
They started that way.
But usually, then they came to me and now they're better. No, not really. I'm just kidding. I don't want anybody to suffer.
I really don't.
I want one.
I can't, even the one, my one ex that I legitimately hate, like fucking craziest bitch I've ever been with in my entire life. Like, I just want her to go be happy with her. I don't wish any ill will on any of my exes. It's a weird thing.
I just don't want to see them.
Yeah, sometimes you don't want to see them. But once they're out of my life and they're not affecting me in any way, like any negative emotions or any like bullshit, it's just sort of gone. I don't harbor any resentment towards any of those people. Even the people that I had like problems with, even not women, like dudes that I didn't like when I was younger, I don't have the fucking attention.
Oh, yeah, I can't hold on to that. Capacity. There's no reason to, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, I really, you know, I don't know, just there's something right now about getting back in shape. I want to be fucking, I don't know. My son is also, he's
you gotta get your winter body ready, you know?
He saw my fucking ass recently, and he said it was
winter,
big and wrinkly.
Exercise makes a summer body.
And when my son said my ass is big and wrinkly, and then I was like, all right, I can't let my son see me not be in shape. Now he's like really aware of like what fat is, especially we were in the woods with Bobby Kelly for a day. So he really
a lot of questions.
You guys cut him open on the side and slept in him because he got cold out.
Daddy, like, we have to hang our food in the trees.
He's covered in covered in sunscreen like fucking Brando and Dr. Moreau.
Yeah, dude, he's fucking
like an ice bucket on his head.
Yes.
That was a lot of fun.
Max too. Is dressed exactly like him, playing a tiny piano.
Yeah, three steps laying in the dirt.
Yeah, we fucking went camping.
Wait, why did your son see your ass?
Just because I'll be naked in front of my son.
Okay.
Checking off.
Sure.
You know.
Clearly you were turned away from him. It's not like he could tell you were jerking off.
Yeah, it's
fine. Well, no, I've never been self-conscious about my body in front of my boy. I figured he's on my side, you know? And then he was like, ew, daddy, look at your gross, fat, flabby.
And he's been doing jiu-jitsu, so he's fucking shredded right now.
Jacked.
Yeah, but you don't want your kid to be like, looking good, dad. I like that ass.
I want him to smack me on the ass and be like, dad, make me breakfast.
Damn. Yeah. This thing is firm.
Oh, badunkadunk.
I want.
That's what I wanted from my son, yeah.
Yeah, my son doesn't really see me naked.
Really?
No, I mean, occasionally he'll walk by the bathroom or something, but it's not, I don't know.
You ever take a shower with your son naked?
Years ago.
Like, I recommended it recently, and my son was like, no.
Good.
The fuck away from me, weirdo.
You're queer. I mean, when he's like two. Yeah. I think once you're above it, I think once your penis height, you can't take a shower with your kid.
I definitely have the memory of showering with my dad because I remember my dad's dick looks like Alf.
Well, it was last week.
Yeah. It's true. Your dad's dick also did eat
all
cats.
All dad's dicks did look like Alf in the growing up in the 80s.
Yeah.
They just had the head and the hair.
Yeah, no, I don't have shame in front of my son. Like I would walk around my house naked. That's not an issue. We'd pee with each other, like right next to each other. Fucking have pee. We have pee races all the time.
Pee, yeah, all you the do time. That all the time.
You know, whoever.
You guys still do that.
A fucking cheater. So whatever it is, if he finishes
like
first,
father, like son.
Yeah.
When he finishes first, then he's like, "Oh yeah, I won." And I was like, "Okay, but I thought it was whoever goes longer." And then if he finishes longer, it's just every single time. It's a fucking little manipulative motherfucker.
Plus, they have really powerful bladders. I have fucking 37-year-old drippy piss bladder.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know, it just hurts.
He's like, "Daddy, why is it taking so long?" I'm like, "I don't know, son. I don't know."
Get your mother.
I just know it hurts.
Yeah, dude. How old's your son now?
He's 4. Yeah. Just turned 4.
Yeah, dude. It's great fucking age. Great age. Dude, 4 is a great age. My son's 6.5 now.
And my son is starting martial arts Monday.
Oh, really? What's he taking?
He's starting in karate.
Gay. It's fine.
Is it gay? What would you go with?
A little gay. I go, I guess with, yeah.
Well, it's like all four. It has to be karate. It's like ninja school, yeah, because he's 4.
Right.
So it can't be anything like too real.
The Power Ranger Academy.
Yeah, okay. That sort of thing.
Yeah, no, actually, I'm kidding. My son went into karate when he was 4 as well. It's good because then they start to just learn how to follow instruction. They start to understand what martial arts is, a little bit of discipline.
And then by the time they're 5, they realize how gay karate is. Yeah, they want to do real fighting.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I did karate for a day, and I was like, this outfit and belt sucks. And then I
just went and
it.
Watched a class when I was a kid, and I was like maybe like 9 or 10, and I was like, I'm not doing this shit.
Yeah, I did that.
I did a class probably. Everything seemed like it was longer than it really was because it was a much larger percentage of your life. And
yeah, when you're a kid, you take like a 6-week karate class on weekends. And
you're like, wow.
I was in karate for a few years.
That was fucking crazy.
Brown belt.
A very large experience. And I took karate probably for a few weeks total, and then I stopped going because my mom had no.
She was tying off with the belt. She put you in the class just for the free belt.
Shit, dude.
Jesus Christ!
She never made me commit to things. It was the first time I said I didn't want to go. She'd be like, "All right, that was that." It was no. Like
she didn't want to take you.
That was it. She was fucking lazy and she didn't want to take me. And it's like, you have to push kids. You have to, you know, they're going to, at one point your son's going to not feel like going one day. And you're going to be like, no, we're going. You just make it fun. Kids are easy to fucking manipulate. If you can't outsmart your 6-year-old without hitting them or fucking screaming at them, it's
fucking. I bailed on Little League because the pants were gay.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't play.
See, I played baseball because my dad ran baseball in Detroit. Mm-hmm. So I had to play that. I was very disciplined in that. I played right field because I was real good. But yeah, other than that,
that is the most embarrassing thing. Is first day of practice when you
when
they show up and you're like right field.
Oh, whenever, and I was also a left-handed batter, so any time that I would get up to the plate, they'd just be like, easy out, and everybody would move in, yeah. And I think I got to first base
in
once.
The 30s, they would literally drown you for being gay.
Probably.
If you're a left-handed
batter. Oh, for sure. It's a complete freak show.
Yeah. Ty Cobb, he's a queer.
Ty Cobb would have beat me to death with a cleat. Yeah, the only time I think I got on base is when I got hit with the ball, and then I charged the mound one time and hit the fucking pitcher.
He's got demoted to the Negro League.
Pretty much. They brought in Jackie Robinson to trade me. Like, we'll try one of them.
Oh, shit. Yeah, dude, I didn't do anything. I tried to do Little League. I think I told the story a couple shows ago where I was playing T-ball, and I ran to third base. Like, I hit the ball, then ran straight to third base, and then slid into third base for no reason.
Yeah.
All the fathers mocked me and laughed.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm never doing this again. Nobody fucking taught me which way to even go. Ah! Just fucking have a conversation, Mom.
You're basing it all on Willie Mays Hayes.
Yes.
Like, this is how the game's played.
It was fucking brutal. It was brutal. I didn't know how to play any sports, and there was no commitment to any of it. I never really committed. I played football for to the point where we had to go buy the pads, and then it was like my mom was trying to figure out ways to convince me. I'm sure I don't even remember, but we never got the pads, and I wanted them. And I just remember not wanting to play football anymore somehow. I was like walking out with like an ice cream cone and being like, I don't want to play football, I guess.
Dude, I got tackled the first day. I remember it. And I just took the helmet off, threw it on the ground, walked to my locker, grabbed a Newport, lit it up, and walked home.
To my freshman year of high school. You really were on the Negro Leagues.
Yeah, it was. But yeah, I got roached by a dude who was like, I'm not kidding, 300 pounds, because I thought it'd be funny to do senior versus freshman.
Oh, no.
And this dude named Nick Fuga fucking roached me, and I just flew back like 10 feet and just cracked my head back, and yeah, this isn't for me.
Fuck that.
I'm going to stick with drugs.
Yeah, I don't want my son to play football. I mean, and it's weird because I have him in martial arts, but
it's different.
Somebody asked me that recently, and they're like,
less head trauma in jiu-jitsu than football.
Of course. But, you know, if he wanted to pursue it, he's in this world where he sees MMA, like, you know, I talk about MMA a lot. He hangs, you know, he's gone to Bisping's house. He's going to eventually understand, like, the gravity of, like, how cool that is, like, to, you know, and he might be motivated one day to want to go into that world. And I'm very, very torn because, you know, that's a tough life. And it's these kids,
explain the fact that, like, there's not much money in it, it might get through to them.
Yeah, but football? The reality is the shit that, like, I teach him, it's not even like, oh, there's not much money. I'm like, I've been teaching him since as soon as he started having conversations that he can do anything that he wants, and the fucking world is his oyster, and if he's passionate about it, the money will come. And, like, that's, like, a very big part of sort of, like, you know, the way I teach my kid about life. And
you really are white.
I really am a nice white person. I try to be. Keeping it white, everyone. No, but I really do. And I try to motivate him to, you know, and I believe that. I'm not just saying that like a fucking poster in an elementary school classroom. I legitimately believe.
Hang in there, baby James.
No, I'm the same.
Eat your vegetables.
No, I'm the same as you, though, with my son. You have to do that. And you have to believe
reading
it.
Like, is
that's
fun,
why I
mental.
Went after what I wanted to do. You have to, though. You have to. And I think that is discipline for him.
Yeah, of course.
And I think that's also individualism as opposed to conformity, which is kind of playing football, you know? Yeah. And I grew up in a football family, and I was not a fucking football player. I don't even like football.
You grew up in a baseball family.
Both. My dad played football.
Your dad's Bo Jackson?
Yes, he is. Yeah, you might remember the stickers. Yeah, no, I grew up in an all-sports family, and I'm this.
Yeah.
My brother's much bigger than me. I'm a fucking...
There was no motivation in my home. At all. So that's the good part about a sports family.
But wasn't your dad, like, didn't you lose your dad early?
Yeah, he was murdered when I was
four. He was in a professional knife fighting league.
Yeah, he was.
Fencing,
yeah. Point. Oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
Well, never mind. You know what? It pierced his lower intestine. Never mind. He is absolutely bleeding out on the floor. We knew not to let a Puerto Rican into this fencing league. He showed up trying to build a fence, and then he ended up being stabbed to death. It was fucking crazy.
Here with a hammer and some wood.
But there was no motivation.
Won the bronze and box in my house.
And when you're in a sports family,
why do we have practice at this Home Depot parking lot?
Even if
the draft is,
so you get into big
truck.
Leagues in the parking lot of Sin City.
Even if your family is a bunch of fucking mooks and a bunch of idiots, right? Like, if you're if you're putting your kid, if you're putting your kid in sports, what they're achieving, is they're learning how to hit a goal. They're learning how to accomplish something. They're learning fucking, you know, getting together, working with people, collaborating. There's all
these learning time management. Yeah, they've got school. They've got sports.
There's so many other. There's so many fucking great benefits to having that even, it's actually for a MOOC, it's even better because at the very least it sort of gives them these tools, you know? I never really fucking had any of that. Like there was no accomplishing a goal.
I always say, yeah, if I had a son, I would immediately start at least learning enough about sports so he could talk about sports.
Well, especially now, yeah. Though.
Because I only watch like MMA as well, and like you just got to get, like I always like my dad watched enough football to gamble on it and like horse racing. You know what I mean? Like, I just, like, wish I had some of that knowledge to know what the fuck I was watching when I would watch sports.
But it's like, we don't, you know,
Uncle
me and my
Buck?
Son. Sure. Me and my son don't watch sports, but we, you know, it's you know, with the MMA shit, like I know enough about boxing and about MMA that I can work with my, and I have worked with my son since he was younger. So he's been throwing punches and combinations since he was a little kid. Now, I don't really know my shit, you know, but he has a really great foundation now where he can go and work with a legitimate coach that understands how to tweak those little things and make him really good. But he does have a really great foundation. So I thought it was important. This is why I like doing that fight last year, and I like training, and I'm continuing to train. I'm training tomorrow with Diego, actually. Because I want to be able to have that conversation with my son and not let another dude be the guy that is sort of having that sort of connection and the only source of, you know, that. I think that's important.
Well, and you had anger issues, and I think you still said you were working on them, right?
Yeah, of course.
Like, now, do you think that helps him, too, with the discipline? Like, does he come off as angry as you were when you were young?
My kid is so fucking well-adjusted. He's like a little sweetheart.
Yeah.
He's really, really sweet. And it's also because we've just spoken to him his whole fucking life. There's no frustration there. Like, if my son has an issue with something, I ask him what his issue is, and I tell him to talk it out, and I sit him down, and I say, well, explain to me what, you know, what's going on. You know, and then he will talk it out, and we've just always done that.
See, people don't realize that if you talk to a kid kind of like an adult, they respond way better.
They respond like an adult.
Than the screaming. And
they respond like an adult.
Yeah, if you sit down and just explain it to them.
Look it up. Kids mirror their parents. They walk like you. They talk like you. They act like you. They say the words you say. This is just the way it fucking is, okay?
Right.
And this is why I'm a major fag with my son. Like, I don't... Somebody said something...
We talked about the showering.
Somebody... Yeah, dude, I really blow my son a lot. It's fucking crazy. It's nuts.
Not on YouTube.
No, but what we...
James, this isn't bad. I'm just getting the poison out.
But yeah, we... I mean,
which is pee at your age.
Yeah.
Somebody made some comment in front of... Children mirror their parents' behavior for better or worse, of course. So, but... Yeah, the... I know. I wrote that blog. I got it. Nate, thanks, buddy. Fucking... But yeah, I don't even remember what the fuck I was saying. I just got distracted.
The kids mirror their parents.
Yeah, they do.
Talking to your kid.
Damn, all that stuff.
That's why I don't yell. Like, I would never hit a kid. It's why, like, I just... Because I grew up in a house where it's like... I think we all did in a different generation where yelling and fighting and shit was prevalent.
Yeah,
it was. And we just don't do that in front of them. It's not...
My mom would close fist punch me. It was nuts.
Oh, yeah. My mom...
I remember at one point thinking, like, what is wrong with you? Your fist is closed right now. I'm a child. I'm a young boy.
At least go for the European uppercut.
I remember being six and like, well, I guess the bipolar swung one way because I'm getting a belt to the face. Good morning. Sorry I was giggling loud, you psycho.
Sorry I spilled milk.
Yeah.
Literally, I'm sorry.
Because I didn't want to wake you up because you're clearly hungover.
I always remember the first time I heard that, I was like, you cry over spilled milk. I'm like, I've been fucked up for spilling milk.
Spilling milk. I remember spilling an entire cup of milk one time. My mom... She treated it like it was a fucking prize fight.
Yeah.
It was like she went fucking around. She took breaks. Like, she was so ready to fucking just go. She was like, I'll go all day long. Cardio. Yeah. She's looking in the corner. She didn't sit down in her corner. She just stared at me while she kept on moving. It was brutal.
Yeah. When my mom was a nurse, now you could bring me to the hospital after. She knows everything to say.
Fell on a bag of doorknobs is the weirdest thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. Such a klutz, this kid. Always slipping on his Hot Wheels.
Shannon, I think we have to...
landing asshole first on the banister.
We're going to Six Flags.
Killing himself with his dad's cum.
All right, guys, really quick, let's take a moment and talk about Infinite CBD, which I fucking love. Infinite CBD is such a great company. They support this show, a bunch of shows here on the network. And if you guys don't know, CBD is such an incredible product. It is the non-psychoactive chemical in hemp or marijuana. So it's not designed to get you high. What they do is they extract this, and it's used for healing. It's healing properties. It's great for pain management, anxiety, insomnia, so many different amazing benefits of CBD. I'll tell you right now, just do a little bit of a Google research and see if CBD can help you, because there's so many different things that it helps with. Okay,
I mean, they even sell a lube.
They do. I know, if your pussy hurts, or if your pussy, relax a butthole. If you had an anxious pussy,
you gotta relax a little butthole. Get
pussy
your dick
can't sleep.
Yeah.
Pussy, pussy's having the shakes. Well, you know what? A little bit of Infinite CBD lube, you're good.
Comes up all night.
So here, if you go to infinitecbd.com, that is infinitecbd.com, and use the promo code RAP15, you're going to save 15% off your entire order. And do that right now. Go see if it can help you or a family member. CBD is a great product. Infinite CBD makes the best CBD products on the market by far, the purest CBD you can find. And it is third-party tested for guaranteed purity. Once again, infinitecbd.com. Use that promo code RAP15 and get yourself fucking healthy. All right, let's get back into it. We're going to Six Flags in September, the crew.
Yes.
And, oh, that's awesome.
The whole Gas Digital crew, a bunch of comics. Are you coming, Chris?
I believe I am not allowed to do a podcast that day because everyone's going to be at Six Flags.
Say nothing about the date, because it's a secret date. I don't want the fucking fans. Because we are secretly inviting a few fans. We're going to have a real ass podcast, all expenses paid, to Six Flags contest, as long as you can get there.
As long as you have a Coke can. All expenses.
No, you don't kind of have a Coke can.
Is this the one in Jersey with the biggest roller coaster in the world?
Is that King of the Ka?
I think so, yeah.
I've never been on that.
Neither have I. Every time I've gone to Six Flags, King of the Ka doesn't fucking work.
Oh, I was there when it first opened, but that was the only thing with the line. That was probably the last time I was there. It was the only thing. I'm like, I'm not going to wait.
Oh, but boy, if you win the Real Ass Podcast Six Flags contest, you get your admission paid, okay? You get ham sandwiches. Mm-hmm. We're including ham sandwiches with this. Fucking weed, maybe ecstasy. We're trying to find it. We're going to include, I mean, all this. Fast pass for you and your guest, which is a fucking big deal.
Yeah, it is.
And that's it. You got to get there. Can we get the...
Can I be a fan?
Can we get that fucking music on? It's our Six Flags contest.
Co-branded
by Six Flags.
We like to party.
We like to party.
We like to party.
Hell yeah. We got to talk over it. Stop it. Stop it real quick. Stop it. Stop it. I don't want to get fucking bumped.
Getting kicked off of YouTube.
But it's our Six Flags contest. One flag. But real quick, we got to do it really quick. Well, I mean, give us a little more. If you guys want to come to the Six Flags Gas Digital
Sunday.
All right, cut it.
Bring your own ecstasy. Dance to this.
If you bring ecstasy, if you can find Real Deal Press Ecstasy, you'll probably get pushed at the top of the list of the winners. I'm just saying.
Straight Molly?
No, Molly sucks.
If you tweet me a picture of ecstasy, I will bring a Coke can for you. It'd be fun.
You want 90s ecstasy? Cut with whatever.
We're going to get
crazy.
You can
win a ticket for you and your pregnant girlfriend.
Yes.
We're going to get fucking crazy.
But you have to go on every dangerous ride.
Dude, Six Flags, it hurts so much.
What do you mean they don't have free fall anymore? We're trying to get a free abortion here.
Yeah, exactly.
I went to Six Flags a few years ago, and that was probably 5 years ago, and it was so... My body was just destroyed. Like, it hurts. It literally hurts. Roller coasters hurt at this point. They fucking shake your neck.
I love them.
I love them too.
Like a motherfucker, though. Yeah, I went last year to Cedar Point where they have that top thrill dragster, which is like the tallest one in the world. They just shoot you up and down. And yeah, after, like, my cousin's, it's a girl, but she was crying. And I was just like, that was fucking amazing.
How old is she?
She's 23.
23? She's crying?
Half the ride was that they were all terrified. I loved it.
Yeah.
Well, I left my eyes open the whole time.
I guess it is terrifying.
When I brought
my son to Disney, we brought him on Tower of Terror, brought him on some pretty scary rides. So he's a year or two away from straight up thrill rides. I mean, right now I think it'd be a little bit too much for him, But he's
yeah.
He's
my son ballsy. Does like giant water slides and yeah. any roller coaster he can, even at four. So
yeah, he's gonna be ballsy. But Six Flags is gonna be a lot of fun. And if you guys want to come, what are we gonna do, Shannon? How can they win?
I don't know.
Scam that Jew?
No, we're not gonna scam that Jew. What if we do? Oh, we should have done scam that Jew today. Do we have any good scams?
I have a few starred. They're the best of what we have. They're not wonderful.
No, we're going to save Scam That Jew for next week. Okay. We're going to save it because we got a lot of other things going on right now. All right, I have it. I have it.
Okay.
You have to send us a video of your girlfriend fingering herself.
What if they don't have a girlfriend?
What, Shannon? Shut up! Every time I have a good idea, you come in and fucking naysay it. Send us a video of your girlfriend fingering herself.
Or I think boyfriend. The funniest video of you dancing to the Six Flags song.
While your girlfriend fingers herself in the background. I'm going the Ralph Sutton, Big J route of fucking getting content. Yeah, send us now.
whatever you want to set to the Six Flags song.
Fine. Deal.
How about ass leak on a wood table?
Fine. Just squirting shit onto a gas digital table.
As long as it's music.
Yeah. Well, all right, fine. How about this? The funniest recreation of a Six Flags dance commercial and whatever sense. You can do whatever you want. Get as whatever creative you want. As you want. But if your girl's fingered herself in it.
If it's your girl
in that mask,
spreading her pussy to the music. Herself, we like to party.
We like to party.
If you can do a pussy Muppet mouth, you win, right?
Or a dick. That's kind of funny.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care. If it's funny, if you do dick singing the music.
You got to have googly eyes on it.
That's fun. We like to party.
Maybe a mustache.
Now, where would you put the googly eyes if the mouth opens this way? Would you put it
on the
side?
Pussy? That's a good point. Probably on the side, right?
Yeah.
You'd
so
have to film it sideways, then flip it.
And we will. We'll
it was like when Mo was selling clams. Like Lucille Ball. Yeah. Oh, Mr. Mooney.
We like to party.
Yeah, we're gonna. And then we'll pick the top two.
Yeah.
We'll pick a winner and a runner-up. The winner will get Fast Pass. The runner-up has to purchase their own Fast Pass.
Good.
It's a good deal. You guys get to come and hang out with the Legion of Skanks crew, the Gas Digital crew. Shannon will be there. Shannon will be there, and when Shannon gets on roller coasters, Shannon gets horny.
I don't go on roller coasters.
And when Shannon gets on, because she gets so horny. She avoids getting horny, so if you can get her on a roller coaster, she probably will fuck you at the park. Right?
You don't go on any roller coasters?
No, I hate roller coasters.
Do you?
It's because you get scared? Like you're...
Yeah, it's like I have nightmares of the feeling of like falling. It terrifies me. Water rides I can kind of do as long as they're not it's not too much of a fall.
Do you have like out-of-body experiences?
Why are you going?
Just to, like be with the group.
Costs $50.
I'll do a water ride. Maybe. I get to hold everyone's shit while they go on.
The water ride is a separate park. You're not doing a water ride, Shannon.
No, they have a couple. Congo Rapids is in Great Adventure. There's like one or two.
Congo
Isn't that
Rapids.
The neighborhood that's
Isn't
surrounding
that neighborhood?
It? Yes, Dave Landau.
Do they have an compound. Animal thing next to Six Flags?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
How many animals must get fucking run over at those?
Oh, constant.
I want to do that.
Just dickheads from Jersey being, look at the fucking ostrich.
Yeah. Animals have to constantly be getting
I'm going
to
feed him my key.
Oh, like chimps
Go fight
and shit.
Their kangaroo. Yeah.
Spider monkey.
It's a fake.
Kangaroos are gay as
look,
fuck.
Look, he's carrying a purse.
It's got three pussies. Let's us tree fuck it.
All right. Yeah, so we're going to figure that out in 6 weeks. Maybe we'll incorporate Zach's bachelor party into the Six Flags trip, and then boom, two birds, one stone.
I don't think that's how that works.
Let's
hookers
not do that.
On roller coasters? Are you kidding me?
That would be cool.
That is awesome, dude.
So many ODs. Just
I'm not buying
heart,
a hooker a funnel cake. That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know if they're going to want
it. We need a cutoff date for the contest.
Tomorrow.
The contest? Okay, yeah, all right. So, but we don't know when it, we can't tell people when the trip is. I guess we can. Six Flags is big enough that they can, people
just
can
say
show
next
up themselves.
Week. What if you can feed the hooker like whatever you want?
Don't feed the hooker. It's just a sign.
On somebody.
Not after midnight, that's for sure.
But yeah, she's got to shit on somebody though. So you give her like funnel cakes and cotton candy and elephant ears and see what a mess you can make.
Yeah, but I think that's going to make it more difficult to shit. She's
just going to get
waters out. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, or. Yeah.
Would that be fun though to bring hookers to Six Flags?
Make them do fentanyl before
How much
every
fun
ride.
Would that be?
Make zombies.
Just get 10 hookers and they're just like with us. They're just like working over dads next to the fucking basketball hoop game.
Just all just dresses this long. Yeah. Just with their vaginas hanging out.
It's not a roller coaster and stilettos come flying off of it.
Just catch Bugs Bunny in the fucking eye.
Yeah.
What are the new roller coasters at Six Flags? I haven't been there in probably 4 or 5 years at least. I know what they do is they just repackage the roller coasters. So Medusa became something else.
Don't they knock down? Didn't they knock down Medusa and build a new coaster?
I don't think so. I think they just repackaged Medusa as some fucking.
They knocked
ice
down Freefall. It's not there anymore.
Glacier shit. What's I don't even know.
Freefall is the one they just dropped, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was there when I was a kid.
That's, yeah.
But I know it's not there at all anymore, and there's something in its place.
Yeah, I think it makes babies downsy.
Yeah.
That was the original name.
The Tard Maker.
The Baby Killer 2000. Leading cause of autism.
And then they can just call the ride Downsy afterwards. They're like, yeah. I want to go on Downsy.
I
want to
go on the Upsy Downsy.
Downsy Park.
I found a list of 2019 attractions.
Go ahead, let me see them. Pull them up, Shannon. Let's see.
Do they still have the Lethal Weapon stunt show? I really want to go to that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, so Six Flags Magic Mountain.
I don't even know if I remember that. Wait, is this that's West Coast, Shannon? Ugh.
Wait, it says West Coast Racers. That's the name of it. West Coast Racers.
Okay. Are they good about security there?
Is, wait,
there
is West
chance?
Coast Racers? Is that
this
Batman
rundown and, is two
that,
flags?
Did they just
best
repackage Batman and Robin?
That looks like Batman. Yeah, and Robin.
Definitely.
They
is
just
Batman
fucking
and Robin
repackaged Batman and Robin. That's West Coast Racers. So fuck them.
That's fucking stupid.
Did they even have the original Batman the ride?
Did maybe they lose the rights? They must have just lost the rights.
No, because they
Wonder
have
Wonder Woman the ride.
Oh yeah, they got DC right there.
That doesn't look that good
it's
though.
Not Wonder Woman-y.
Hold on. Roll back. We need to rape that Wonder Woman and how she's not
so
very
we need to
wonderful
rape that Wonder Woman?
Great. She's not good looking.
No, she's pretty gross. Here's a problem with the
body suit is a real problem.
Yeah.
Why
what is going on with her legs that she needs that?
I want to see some nice, creamy Wonder Woman legs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got like varicose veins or something. Oh. I don't do that.
Yeah. She looks like Flo, the progressive lady.
Yeah, that's a good
you
call.
You go to high school with her?
Yeah, I didn't go to high school with her. She graduated from my high school. Yeah. She's the most famous person that's graduated from my high school. I have to beat her out.
She's a millionaire several times over. I know that just from that stupid commercial.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
She's fucking crushing it.
You know how mad I get every time I see Grant Gordon on TV?
Yeah. I like Grant a lot.
I like him a lot, but it's like, it's God, what a fucking deal that must be.
Yeah. He crushes it. What is he,
went
Bruce
to my
Mobile
school, hockey player?
I think so.
Yeah.
Just fucking.
Max Force, these are all new rides. I've never heard of any of these. Are you sure this is in Jersey?
Yeah, this is the 2019 Six Flags lineup.
Why? Because the people aren't garbage?
You know there's like 10 Six Flags parks, right?
It's in Park Magazine. Hold on. Let me go to the
Great Adventure is the
Six Flags. I bet you it's not Six Flags Great Adventure.
No, it's all of them. Look, it says Europe and the Middle East.
Oh.
Yes, Shannon, you're a moron. Oh, Gino's here. Speaking of.
Speaking of dumb
shit. Shannon, you're a big-titted hooker.
I feel like these are at
never call a whore a whore, right, Shannon?
You're six big-titted hookers that want to go to Six Flags with us.
Shannon, do you think that this is all of them, that they all have the same attractions?
That's Batman.
No!
They do not all have the same rides.
You big idiot. You big fucking idiot.
Come on, she doesn't like coasters.
You don't.
This looks pretty good. This
go to Six
Batman
Flags New Jersey. You can go to the website. You're on some fucking blog.
Six Flags Great Adventure.
It's goddamn.
There's also Six Flags over Texas. That's the first one. They have completely different stuff. Then there's one. Isn't there one in L.A.
There's
too?
Also a big one in L.A. Six Flags Half Mass in El Paso.
Yeah.
Nothing on that? All
right. There's also Six Fags in the waiting six area right now. A few
Dave's
guys
got better.
Okay. Can you imagine Six Fags? It's all themed.
It's just six. It's like, you show up at Six Fags. It's just
it's like a Wild
it's
West.
It's just
theme
us.
Yeah. It's like Cock Holiday and Wyatt Slurp.
These are all the rides.
Cock Holiday and Wyatt Slurp.
This is all the rides. Go to the coasters.
I'm Silly the Kid.
Yeah, she's got a problem.
This cock isn't big enough for the both of us.
Bizarro, what is that?
Okay, so
Oh, they just made Superman go backwards, and now it's called Bizarro.
Bizarro is a different ride now. It's a whole thing.
Big wheel, that's good.
It's fine. I'm excited. Bugaboo, those are...
They come from Congo Rapids, right?
Yeah, there's people living Congo Rapids. The Bugaboos.
Bugs Bunny camp used to be Auschwitz.
It really is, dude. But like WB is such a fucking ghetto brand.
Oh my god!
Like my son doesn't even know who
Dorney Park. No. Dorney Park is just the Peanuts characters. It's like is that Snoopy and shit.
You're my age. Did you ever own a Looney Tunes crisscross shirt?
Not a crisscross shirt, but I did own some Looney Tunes urban gear.
Yeah, I did. Too.
That's what I was thinking about. That only really old people or really hood people have Looney Tunes clothing.
Yes.
Yeah, like I had like a whatever Marvin the Martian wearing like, you know, low hanging pants. Yeah. And then it was the front of him being like this, and then behind him it was like the back of him, and that was on a shirt.
Yeah.
And I was this is gonna get me.
When we were in Vegas, I saw they were selling those at Circus, and I was like, I almost just bought one.
I'm surprised they weren't giving them away when you walked in the door. Yeah. They're like, here's for more of your Tweety Bird stuff.
Yeah,
I had Bugs and Taz.
I enjoyed Tiny Toons when I was a kid.
Me too.
You know, and I did enjoy the after school cartoons. It was like Tiny Toons.
Pinky and the Brain was solid.
Pinky and the Brain, Animaniacs. That little Warner Brothers block after school.
Good Feathers.
Yeah,
but that was part of Animaniacs.
Yeah, part of Animaniacs. So that little block I loved, but I never really wholly connected with Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, all the
old ones that are like fucking super racist are pretty great.
Yeah, like the 60s and 70s ones.
Even
I love.
Like the earlier ones, the ones that you get on like the DVDs at Walmart for like a nickel.
Oh yeah, black and white ones.
And it's just like a bunch of dudes chasing Bugs Bunny, and then to end the car, they couldn't figure out an ending, so they all just
himself all the time.
No, they just all stop and are in blackface singing. Like there's like,
or it's just Bugs and drag. So Elmer goes from wanting to kill him to fuck him in like 2 seconds.
Pepe Le Pew's just a rapist.
Yeah,
these are all cartoons I think you'd like, Lewis.
This is great. This is literally defined my childhood. Pepe Le Pew, that's how I learned my game. I was like, dude, she's not saying no. She loves it. Look,
yeah, she's not calling me a smelly Puerto Rican.
No.
Paint a white stripe on her back. Fuck it.
Just paint myself so I'm a different race.
So my son, he doesn't watch like Bugs or Daffy or any of those. He watches Disney, but I never really liked Disney that much as a kid.
I didn't either. Well, we had Mickey Mouse Club and it was like shit.
Well, Disney was a channel that you had to pay extra for as a kid. So it was like
I didn't have cable till I was like 19.
Priced out poor people out of Disney. Like Disney was not for poor kids when I was growing up. Disney was for white people who paid. It wasn't just your normal HBO package. It was like an extra
there was
fucking
thing. When we were kids, there was the Disney Afternoon came on Channel 11. It was like Darkwing Duck.
Yeah.
And Gargoyles.
It was fine.
I remember that.
It kind of sucked dick though.
Gargoyles?
Yeah, Gargoyles suck dick, dude. I'll tell you right now.
What?
Not good. Put on the trailer for Gargoyles.
Doesn't hold
Nobody
up.
Nobody remembers Gargoyles.
Everybody remembers Gargoyles. Everybody listening to this.
The only reason I remember Gargoyles is because you brought up and I was like, oh yeah, that show existed. That show sucked all the dicks.
Darkwing Duck was good.
Darkwing Duck sucked. Scrooge McDuck sucked all the balls. Dude, that whole duck fucking family, Chippendale, that it all sucked.
What about
I'm telling you right
Duck now. Duckman with Jason Alexander.
I did not mind Duckman. I kind of enjoyed Duckman.
What about Howard the Duck that I secretly love?
Oh, everybody likes that
strange movie.
Movie,
but I didn't mind it.
As a kid, I loved it.
Let's see. Gargoyles.
Yeah, Chippendale. I don't know. Scrooge McDuck.
That was kind of lame. I didn't like
it. Superstition and the sword rule. It is an age of fear.
It is the ass to ass guy from fucking
Gargoyles.
Look at this.
I don't know. This was dope. I don't know.
What was dope about it? Name one character. Go ahead, Chris.
Goliath was the main one.
Really?
Yeah. The bad guy's name was
Thanatos. Oh, I would have guessed Goliath. You're lucky.
They were all named
her. She's hot.
Yeah, there's like a hot Spanish chick that they hang out with. I believe her name was Detective, I'm going to say Montoya.
Of course it was. Detective Sanchez.
There's another one named Max or something.
They were all named after a place other than Goliath. They were all named after places in New York. There was a guy named Brooklyn. The dog's name was Bronx. I remember all the stuff from Gargoyles.
Okay, fine. You like Gargoyles. You're the only one, dude.
I'm not the only person who liked Gargoyles.
I think Gargoyles was big with the hood kids.
Was it?
I think Gargoyles was I think Gargoyles did well.
I remember just it being on, being like, all right, this is some fucking
I didn't
bullshit.
Have cable. I'm watching some Gargoyles.
I didn't like Gargoyles. All right, stop it, please. Jesus Christ. What a boring fucking trailer for Gargoyles.
It's pretty great, man. I don't know.
Hey, loud trumpet music. You're talking to kids here. Nobody wants to hear fucking
like
trumpets.
Be like Kung Fu, and then it disappointed me.
Yeah, that's
Kung Fu I enjoyed.
I
didn't like Thundercats. I liked He-Man.
I liked Thundercats better than He-Man when I was a kid.
I still like He-Man.
They had a tank.
I don't like any of them.
I like Street Sharks.
I like Street Sharks was dope.
She-Ra?
She-Ra. Oh, yeah.
Street Sharks existed. What the fuck was Street? You watched that show?
Put on the intro to Street Sharks.
Max something. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Max. It came on in the morning.
Mighty Max.
Mighty Max. Thank you.
I was just talking about the toys yesterday.
Yeah. Ooh, what about on Nickelodeon? There was a little gay block that nobody even knew that I watched, like David the Tree Gnome. And,
I don't know.
About David the Gnome.
What about like?
Oh, you're giving me shit for
David
like Gargoyles?
Salty Black.
It was a Salty Black Forest song. There was David the Gnome, and then there was the one about two koala bears. One was pink and one was blue.
Hold on, you're giving us shit. Play the Street
Sharks
intro.
They would eat eucalyptus. They would climb to the tree, and they were friends with a little girl, and they were from like imaginary koalas. I don't know, man, but I'm remembering this. It's bringing me back.
I'm starting to now think that like your parents are the good guys in this story.
Rocco's Modern Life.
You know, no, that's when we got a little bit older.
Yeah, we were a little older when that was.
I'm talking about like it was David the Gnome. What the fuck was the name of the fucking? And there was another one. There was another one with koala. It was like two different koala bear shows. Was it?
I don't even remember though.
Oh, of course, fucking Nate chimes in. We are koala bear expert, Nate. We got it. Go.
Was it Noozles? That's what's coming out.
Let me see the Noozles.
Noozles, you fucking faggot.
I like the Noozles. This is not a show in Australia.
Yeah, you can't really shit on Gargoyles.
It sounds like what you guys say when you can't say Abbo. It's a couple of Noozles.
You gotta call them Noozles. God, go.
Fucking bears.
Let me see. Can we see the Noozles? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, I do remember this.
Oh, fuck
yeah.
You.
Oh, yeah, she rubbed her nose and they came alive. That's right. Yes. Oh, I wanted one so bad.
A friend? Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, a little pink one, I told you.
You got a little fucking pink one.
Everybody loved anime, and we didn't even know.
Yeah. I would watch this.
Come in my dark hole.
Regularity. I don't remember what the fuck this was.
Goatsy?
This is insane.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty nuts, dude.
No. All koalas do, too, is eat eucalyptus and ejaculate like every 7 seconds. Yeah, dude. That's what fucking, they do. They're just high and jizzing.
Attack children and small pets.
That's it.
Fucking awful creatures.
No, Street Sharks. Bucky O'Hare was big for me. But I might be because I'm younger than you. Yeah, you remember Bucky O'Hare?
I remember that. I feel like I was pretty young when
I just remember Street Sharks being a toy. I don't even remember the show.
I remember the smell of Street Sharks.
Were you a Ninja Turtles guy or a Power Rangers? Yeah. Okay,
Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
And then Toxic Crusaders.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
No, I didn't watch any of those. What was the and then what was the other one? David the Gnome, and there was one more in that block.
The Goozles. You just rub your face on a goose and he comes to life.
The Goozles.
Oh, hello, I'm a goose. Yeah. Hello, welcome to Magic Goose Land. Yeah.
Everything's about kissing animals.
Hey, you know,
animals.
Goose, geese, we rape. Oh, yeah. That's how goose learned everything.
It's the Goozles.
The apples.
Yeah, there was. Those were the ones that I grew up on when I was a little kid. What were the shows? Then, like, Nick at Night was big when I was a little kid.
Me too. Dick Van Dyke and all that stuff.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Dennis the Menace.
Yes, Dennis the Menace.
I love that
Mr.
show.
Mr. Ed.
Yep, Mr. Ed was a big one.
Mr. Ed.
Get Smart was on there.
Yes, Get Smart. Yes.
All those old timey shows on would make me sad.
Dragnet was on there, yeah.
Made you sad?
Yeah, I always thought TV when I was little was depressed. Like MASH.
Oh, MASH. Oh,
I agree
if
with
MASH
you.
MASH was on, it was just a bummer.
Yeah, I talked about this before. It was just the tone of MASH and also the tone of...
Because you said before, when we were kids, MASH meant cartoons were over.
Yeah.
When you couldn't figure out why there was this laugh track during this horrible thing, and one of them was just a tranny.
There we go. All right, it's enough.
And the name of this song is Suicide is Painless.
Suicide is Painless. Yep.
MASH.
Suicide is painless. You should just do it and stop the pain.
Here's Alan Alda and a guy in drag. He is half a fag.
We should do a suicide contest on the Real Ass Podcast.
Let's do it.
Call it Lewicide. Whoever commits the funniest Lewicide.
your grieving widow gets to come to Six Flags.
They get to come to Six Flags with a fast pass. Yeah.
Must have pregnant widow.
We'll bang her out on the bus.
Dude, if you commit suicide, okay? Shut up, Nate. Shut the fuck up. It's funny, idiot. It's funny. If they do it, it's funnier, to be honest. Yeah. If somebody commits suicide and videotapes it, in the name of the Lewiside free Six Flags tickets contest, I'll take the hit.
Real ass dude of the week.
I'll take the hit. I'll tell you right now. Shut up, Nate.
Well, if you're going to do it on camera, you can't be in a maximum security prison, right? No?
Yeah, you can't tell people to commit suicide.
I'm not telling them to. If they do in the funniest way.
You shouldn't commit suicide. But if you do.
But if you did, you would definitely be Lewis's biggest fan.
By far.
I mean, we'll bring your body to Six Flags. We'll weaken at Bernie's at home.
I don't know if that's actually legal.
Well, we can taxidermy it.
Well, they don't know.
That's true.
You're like, this is my friend. He's quiet.
But we'll personally taxidermy your body. We have no idea how to do it. I'm sure I had a taxidermy video.
Sure,
I guarantee you.
Be a wiki
how hard
how?
Could it be? Egyptians kind of did.
That is true. I really do believe I could do almost anything in the world. And if just taxidermying a human body is the hurdle in my life, that's it.
We'll figure it out.
I guarantee you I could do it. Guaranteed.
No, just maybe a matter of how good of a job you can do.
Yeah, I mean, they'll look like the monster from the Quiznos commercial.
Oh, God.
And do I just...
What a creep.
Then
keep on pulling the skin. Grab hold of it.
Yes, grab it all out.
And the skin will just...
Oh, ew. You know what's funny? Pause it for 1 second.
I want you to chicken.
That looks delicious, first of all. What is that, a squirrel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That looks tasty as fuck. Okay. Secondly, okay... I never even realized taxidermists have to also get rid of the body. Like in my mind, it's just stuffing.
Oh, the innards.
Yeah, you gotta stuff.
You think they're just adding and not taking out?
They get it and they're like, all right, let me get some stuffing and I can do that. You gotta get rid of the fucking, all the meat, huh?
Your mom's making stovetop too?
Yeah. How would you taxidermy a human? I mean, there's gotta be a way to slice the body.
Somebody's.
They do it for all the newspapers you can find.
They do it in Puerto Rico. They always have those like a Puerto Rican drug dealer dies like every 6 weeks, and
they bury him on the motorcycle with a Newport in his mouth.
Yeah, but they don't taxidermy. I mean, they embalm him.
No, they taxidermy. They'll like hang out with him for the weekend. Yeah. There's like pictures of them like playing cards and shit.
They'd be like on a crotch rocket.
When they embalm somebody though, do they take out all the organs? They do, right?
Yeah, you have to.
Oh yeah,
they just rot.
Yeah,
I don't know if they do donor stuff there with a crack dealer.
Okay. All right. I can do this. All right. So if you kill yourself and videotape it in the funniest, most creative way.
To the Six Flags music.
Yes. Yeah. Obviously the Six Flags music.
We like to party.
I mean, if you just go to Six Flags and stand under the Batman ride and let somebody decapitate you with their foot to this music, that's hilarious.
Is there videos of people dying on roller coasters that we can set to that music?
Oh, there's a few I've seen.
There's gotta be. There's definitely people getting hit in the face by birds on roller coasters.
Oh, for
Fabio.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he had his nose broken, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The it's all kind of dangerous just in general when you go to these theme parks. But I'm excited to go to Six Flags. And so, all right, the funniest video of that music, and then also side note the but they gotta get something different. If they commit suicide, we can't give them
anything. They're fucking dead.
You give their
widow. Loved ones, their next of kin,
their child.
Mm. Will you raise their son as your own?
Depends. Depends.
Is there an age limit or a race limit?
Huh? That's if it's a baby, probably limit. Because I'm not picking up anybody else's mess.
Race limit, best non-white suicide.
Yeah, or if you do a suicide in blackface, extra points. Like
well,
Sarah
you could
Silverman.
Just do blackface and it'll happen.
Yeah, what?
Just get a sandwich board like in the like Die Hard with a Vengeance.
I saw that Sarah Silverman said she lost a movie over
having blackface. That blackface
somebody tweeted
video.
From her show.
The one that everybody knew she did. Yeah.
12 years ago, she does this dumb thing.
But it wasn't a dumb thing. The character was supposed to be...
It was mocking blackface.
Blissfully ignorant.
Right.
So she goes, I'm going to... Do you remember the show?
I don't remember the sketch.
She goes, I'm going to learn what it's like to live as a black woman for a day to like end racism.
Right.
But it's like the Mrs. Doubtfire scene where they try all the different things on her.
Yeah.
And you think she's going to be in prosthetics. And then she's just in black. She goes, it's perfect.
And she has big white lips. Yeah, she's just really walking around.
It's really funny.
It's really funny. And it doesn't even... even matter. I don't give a fuck if it wasn't funny. It's people trying to be comedians attempting humor. It's fucking what we do. And Sarah Silverman, it's kind of interesting though, right? Because in this business, anybody who does anything slightly controversial, you lose opportunities. Zach, you've already lost opportunities guaranteed in this business that they were like, yeah, that guy has said crazy shit. We're not going to work with him. Big J, myself, Landau. I mean, you know,
I'm aware.
The reality is like, you're going
to. Who's he sitting next to every day?
Exactly right.
Your name.
Is he controversial?
In this industry, your name, you fit a certain mold. Your name comes up for something and then they go, I'll work with the guy or I won't. And I watch it happen with friends of mine. I know friends of mine that have lost stuff and they don't necessarily talk about it. But the reality is like, it's not really, she's not really like a victim here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think people should lose shit, but the reality is she's still getting movies. She's still a star. She'll still get plenty more movies. It's still all a net positive. So it's sort of, it's a weird position to go like, oh my God, she lost a movie. It's like, well, no, she's gained 100 movies.
And she's also pushed the narrative because she's had to, you know, that's kind of come back to bite her in the ass.
Yes, of course.
And I'm not saying that that's bad because living in LA, you kind of have to side with bullshit just to keep jobs.
You don't know. I mean, you did. You can just stay out of it. You look at like, there's people that just don't. Nate Bargatze, you'll never get a political opinion out of him ever on anything because he just wants to fucking be funny and tell jokes and that's that. And that's, right. I think that's the way that people should treat it. And I think some people get tempted. I think women especially, you look at Sarah Silverman, Amy Schumer, they get sort of put into a position of being like leaders and being sort of feminists. Like,
well, it kind
icons.
Of boosts you up in a short term, but it can always later come back to bite you in the ass, right? Like that's, isn't that what happened to your buddy Jamie, right?
Yeah, of course.
He like super benefited from that and then they turned on him.
But it's a little different. With the women, they're almost thrust into that position.
The voice of a generation.
Yeah, it's like Schumer, like, you know, she, and I think women, because they're emotional, they actually do kind of go like, yeah, I really should be doing something more for women. Like, they start to feel this thing, and like, I don't think guys really fucking feel that way. I think guys are just trying to fucking make money and get pussy. So, and they'll be phonies and pretend to want to, you know, do good things for people. But the reality is guys are fucking scumbags. There's no good guy in the world, ladies. Just know that right now. We're all trying to fuck you. We're all trying to take your money and fucking live in a castle somewhere and own your family members.
Well, yeah.
That's what fucking guys are. We want to be fucking kings.
We just, yeah.
Simple as that. Okay. But yeah, Sarah Silverman, it's all a net positive. She's a fucking, you know, she's a star still.
But I think Schumer's better in the ass with her just taking the side.
I thought
she said,
I think Schumer's better in the ass.
No, Schumer's like, opinion better in the ass.
Wait, yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think Schumer's better in the ass a little bit as well. But once again, still a major star, still getting major movies.
Yeah, she's still massive. Don't get me wrong. Yeah,
like, well, we're not going to argue that.
Yeah. Bazillionaire. Yeah, there's not. You know, they're not being
and even
canceled.
If either of these people don't, like, I mean, obviously you want to work, but, like, they're set.
They don't gotta.
Yeah.
They don't gotta, but still, it doesn't matter. Like, you...
But here's the thing. They could...
If you're extremely successful and you have millions of dollars, you got that way for a reason, and you have something in you that's going to want to turn that $10 million into $100 million. Mm. And you're not going to be satisfied sitting... This. People say that about Louis all the time. They're like, well, he's made enough money. He could not
Didn't he
work.
Lose mad of it?
He lost a lot of money, but the point is...
Most of it.
He's sitting there not being able to create, and you have this thing inside of you, if you're that successful and you're that good in that field, that you need to go and do it. It's not just about having money in the bank. There's some other motivations there, and money is a byproduct.
But if it's just about if it's about making stuff and you have that much money, you can just make stuff.
But not really. Not if you don't have an audience. Stand-up comedy is, and he does. I mean, he's going out now and he's touring, but... You know, you need an audience to bounce it off of. You need a YouTube channel to put the videos out on. You know, it's like you know, if you're sort of deplatformed and they take everything away, you know, you're just sort of fine. You can go paint in your fucking garage. You're not a fucking artist, though, if nobody's looking at the painting and appreciating
it. Yeah, and I mean, money is sort of the byproduct of stand-up if you keep working at it. And eventually, I mean, why do you want to stop? I enjoy it. Like, there's no reason to stop.
No, it's the reason we started doing all of this. You know, it's fucking, you finally get to a place where you can like, oh, I can just go up on stage and tell jokes at night and get paid to do it. That's fucking incredible.
Why wouldn't you?
And now, all of a sudden, you're fucking just sort of, you know, they try to kill you in that regard. But yeah, I don't want to get into another Louis conversation. But let me ask you a question. What's going on? Because I haven't been paying attention to this Epstein stuff. I can't anymore. It's too much. I've moved on already.
Well, there's nothing to pay attention to anymore.
Yeah, it's over.
So let's see here, folks.
Let's guess the news. Final Epstein update. Let's do it. Nate, you can be the official. That's Real Estate of the Week, Shannon. That's not the Epstein. That's not Guess the News.
I mean, Jeffrey Epstein, Real Estate of the Week, right? Let's go.
What? Why didn't he just push the microphone over to her?
I can tell you.
Breathing frustratedly. What happened? Here we go.
It's time for another edition of
Guess Let's the Guess News. The News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
All right, Jeffrey Epstein, he's dead. We know that. That's all I know. I don't really, I haven't paid attention
fucking
to much
Clintons,
else.
Man. They did it again.
They did.
Reports of screaming from his cell, yes. Morning of.
No, really?
Yeah.
And the,
yeah,
didn't the cameras out. Go out?
Cameras
of course
out.
They did.
Security guards were all in the bathroom, I believe.
Sleeping, I read.
I believe that they left him alone for 4 hours. They took him off of suicide watch a couple weeks after he tried to kill himself, you know, like that never happens.
Yeah.
And then they took his roommate or his cellmate out just before he killed himself.
Does anybody believe that this isn't like crazy foul play? Is there anybody going like...
That's the weird thing is people...
Who believe? I feel like it's the only thing uniting the country and that we just can't agree on who did it.
Is there a report of how he did... Like, how do you even...
I don't even know how he killed himself.
That's committed suicide by nightstick in the ass. It's crazy.
I assume.
Yeah. if he beat the shit out of himself, then his head fell off. Yeah.
It's really weird. He made himself get on his hands and knees, and he shot himself point blank behind the head.
Yeah. Well, we put out a list of the way that all these people involved with the Clintons have died, and it is fucking hysterical. Like, there is a dude who was decapitated. It was ruled natural causes. There was somebody else who shot themselves 3 times after packing luggage.
Oh, in the chest, right?
Yeah. Somebody ran into the woods to kill themselves. Like, it's fucking astonishing. Like, it just to the point
I
now.
I don't even understand. If you're under suicide watch in the cell, what do you kill yourself with? You hang yourself with your underwear, right?
And I've been in solitary where they're watching you. You don't have sheets. You don't have shoelaces. Yeah. You don't have anything. Like, unless you're running headfirst into a wall. There's no way you can kill yourself. It's gonna take a while and a lot of confidence.
I'm chewing my own vein out of my arm.
Right. There's nothing you can do to kill yourself.
How would you? I mean, technically, you could do that, right? You could bite your vein.
You could, but
you know what? Though I think it's the same reason you can't drown yourself, like in shallow water. I think your body won't let you.
You could bite your vein.
You probably
could. You
could
gnaw your vein. That's the way.
But I don't think.
Look, see, if there's ever been a case of somebody biting their vein to death.
I'm sure you could just slit your wrist that way.
Yeah.
But I think.
But it's like slitting your wrist horizontally. You know what I mean? It's you're on suicide watch. They're going to check on you and fucking get you to the infirmary.
And usually, if you're, I don't know, in the biggest case in the country, they have a good eye on you.
This for sure. Dude, something fucking shady happened here. We'll never in a million years know.
Wasn't the list about to come out of people that were in his black book.
What's odd is...
And now it won't because there's no trial.
Well, the list... Somebody did photocopy a list, though. There's like 200 pages of names, phone numbers, everything. But part of the list did come out. It did include the Clintons, Prince Andrew. It turned out Trump hadn't had an association with the guy since 1987, but people wanted to point fingers
at that. Of
course,
they love that.
Well, they keep going to that one line that Trump said about he likes young women. It's like...
He likes women as much as I do. Sometimes very young women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like...
Was it Mick Jagger on the list?
I think so. I don't know for sure. But yeah, somebody had photocopied it and we got it. I mean, dude, you have like Trump's personal phone numbers. Like, there's all kinds of shit on
that
list.
Let's call him right now.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
You got the number?
I think
Nate, what do we have? Are we fact check us here? Is this all the information?
Yeah, are we lying?
In terms of the Epstein thing?
Yeah.
You guys are pretty on the money so far.
There you go.
One thing that did come out is apparently... Somebody leaked his suicide on 4chan before anyone reported on it. There was a post on 4chan that said Jeffrey Epstein will be dead soon.
Yeah, it was Q, obviously.
Yeah, obviously Q's working on 4chan. But they said Jeffrey Epstein is going to be ruled a suicide with a cardiac arrest today. Screenshot this post, and they screenshotted it.
That's what it always is, too. Some asphyxiation, the cameras go out. It's always the same thing. And now the warden's been placed on leave. Like, I think the FBI is not fucking around.
Hillary Clinton
with this.
Is Candyman.
Oh, well, I mean, look, the reality is people are fucking being paid off like crazy. Like, whoever. The reality is, like, those people were paid so much that their careers being over doesn't matter. Even people are going to. Somebody's going to jail for, like, some negligent shit, but that person's like,
they get to come with us to Six Flags.
I'll do two to three.
Jeffrey Epstein to that music.
Why is it though, like all these people in power, like princes, all that stuff, they just get to this level of money where they're like,
I got a fucking kid.
I know, I got everything but kids' puss.
It's just, I think it's perversion. I think everyone's perverse, and I think once you take out getting in trouble, once you have enough money, you just become
Genghis Khan.
Those boundaries get wider and wider, and in order to get off sexually,
the only thing that's slimmer and slimmer is younger and younger puss.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. But
it's not necessarily younger. Maybe it's more violent. Maybe it's more like fucked up. Or maybe, you know, there's other ways to sort of fucking kind of get off. But I think there's a lot of these guys that go down that path because they don't have to deal with any repercussions for anything. You know, they can pay people off. They can, I mean, if you had no repercussions at all, like nothing, you could do whatever you wanted sexually, you would probably go deeper down the paths you already go down. You know what I'm saying? Like, so
it's really immoral. I don't know if I could. I know what you mean.
Well, whatever, like whatever you're into, like let's say you're into fucking violent sex, right? Like you're into like choking. Yeah.
Not even back it up. Let's say you're into feet.
Yeah.
If you had a bajillion dollars, you're going to find some bitch with some big ass feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're going to pay back. Like, and then she's like, no, I don't want to be like, you know what? Double down.
Let's see them tootsies, Uma.
And then you have enough money, and then she's like, you know.
Like Quentin does.
You made me uncomfortable with the amount of times you have to see my feet. You just pay her a little bit more money to shut the fuck up, you know, and then, yeah, you're an evil person at that point.
Well, because I think there is that element of people that want power also want control, and I think that's why the people who come forward are victims. You can find women that are into violent sex, but these guys seem to prefer women that aren't and then pay them off.
Oh, of course.
Like, I think there's that element of power in everything they do. It's
there's
bizarre
also
to me.
There's also the McAfee situation where he was paying 16-year-old girls to shit through a hammock into his mouth.
Yeah.
That shit is... Am I the only one who here has watched that McAfee documentary?
I heard about that, yeah.
It's fucking amazing. John McAfee basically ran a fucking gang in fucking, like, Guatemala or some shit. He had like a whole posse with him. And then they were like, yeah, there was always like all these dudes they were interviewing. Like, he always had all these young women there. Da, da, da. Then they interviewed a string of the women. And they're like, oh, no, we never had sex. It turns out he just had a hammock with a hole in the bottom. And he would have these like 15-year-old South American chicks just shit in his mouth.
Well, there was the guy. What was it? There was a documentary they did. What the fuck? Uncle something.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking
about.
And
he would pay kids to shit in a pizza box.
Yes.
But so it was like Uncle. So he. It was this neighborhood.
Uncle Saucy's.
This poor neighborhood. And I think Philly, maybe.
Okay.
And he would buy all the kids' underwear. Like, when they went to his house, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids' underwear.
He used underwear from the kids.
Yeah.
Right.
But then he would pay you to go to his house and, like, shit in a box or shit in this.
He'd be furious if you got provolone instead of Whiz.
And then, then he died of AIDS and a bunch of people had a...
That's odd.
But bunch of people had to go find out their status.
Oh, Jesus.
There's a documentary. His uncle.
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I just can't think of the... There's been a lot
It was
lately.
Like back in the 80s, before was there was the dirt. Internet, before you could do like shame a person, like...
Remember, there was
being
just
a
dirty
creepy
old
pedophile. Yeah, dude, that was it. There was like...
Don't go to his house. He's a dirty old
that's
man.
That's it. One in every neighborhood.
That man will fuck you. Yeah. And... It's fine. Just don't go there. There was a guy.
Yeah, a single man that has an above ground pool is definitely a child rapist.
Like, there was a guy at the pool lawnmower. At the campgrounds that we went to, and he was just a fucking straight up pedophile. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. He was wearing short shorts. He was alone. He had pedophile face, pedophile fucking facial hair. And he went to the pool area where there's a bunch of like kids, you know, mine and Bobby's kid, and then a bunch of other little kids just playing and just enjoying themselves. And he had an ice cream cone. He sat there in his little short shorts, and I could see his like balls and dick, not getting aroused, but he was just sitting there kind of like...
I mean, I am right now.
Just leaning into the moment, and just like every time the kids would laugh, he'd kind of like laugh with them. Like, and I was getting upset, and I was like, this guy's fucking watching our kids. And I went to Bobby, and then Bobby, he's a little bit older than me. He was like, yeah, dude, leave him alone, man. He's not touching him.
Hey, Clint, where'd you get the ice cream?
Hey, buddy. He's like, he's just enjoying our hot
kids.
Yeah,
can you watch my son while I go get some of this ice cream, sir?
That's fucking great.
He really didn't give a fuck. He was just like, yeah.
I'll trade you my kid for a swirl.
I don't know. I think we should just fucking kill people like that, and I stand by it.
Pedophile? Well, why do you believe you should kill them if they don't act on it? If they're just observing young boys at a pool while they lick
There's no way to
going.
Prove it. I mean, I guess that's true, but I don't know. I don't think it's...
I don't think there's no fix. I don't think there's a fix in it.
Okay, let's say
there's not.
Mind-reading technology, right? And we can just go, wah, 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 wah. All right, this guy wants to fuck kids.
Kill him.
But he's never done it.
Kill him.
Kill him.
Hero, really.
Yeah.
Kill him.
What good is it? He's just a powder keg.
What about the next person? This guy has the urge to murder people every single day of his life. The urge to murder
Wait,
people.
Do you really have this gun?
That's convincing.
Has the urge to eat donuts regularly.
That's all right. Donuts ain't fucking kids.
But hold up, but then it goes there.
Somebody what if Lewis a show on NBC in the daytime?
It's very emotional with kids because then it's like technically isn't murder a worse crime?
No.
Than
destroying a kid's life?
Well, depending on what you did to that kid. A little fucking blowjob and destroying his life.
All right, that's Milo.
Maybe give him some confidence. Maybe let's get some self-confidence. Yeah.
I don't know.
You little scamp.
Yeah.
I mean, at the very least, it's... All right.
Thanks, sir. Just all confidence. Yeah.
Play with the balls. You can edit Breitbart.
At the very least, there's a moral thing there where you say murder is in up for debate with what's worse. Molesting a child or murdering a person.
I'd say murdering an adult is better... Than killing a kid or molesting a kid.
Yes.
I mean, murder is more justifiable.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I think if I'm giving somebody a worse punishment, I'm probably going to give the pedophile a worse punishment. But I do wonder if somebody came and said, hey, that's up for debate at the very least. I would rather be molested than murdered. You know, like, you know, right now, for me personally, I would have rather been molested as a child. Then somebody take my life right now, and for me to lose the experience I have with my child. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather deal with that.
Sure.
I'd rather deal with that memory. So there's at the very least a debate there.
Can we go over who you
say what you were thinking?
Well, I'm just thinking of it going back, like a Terminator type situation.
The naked.
I'm looking for John Connor.
He appears naked, but he never finds biker clothes.
But do you kill a pedophile that never acts on it? And this, you start, it's like some fucking, what was that movie?
If you have
where the other crimes that they
Minority
do?
Report?
Minority Report. It's a Minority Report shit, right? So it's like, they're not.
I think they kind of do that with minorities.
Those are called pograms.
But yeah, I mean, it's a weird thing. And then it's like, I think we're finding out more and more that fucking.
There was an article that a 16-year-old kid wrote in the Times. Somebody sent it to me a while ago, and he knew he was like a pedophile from the age of 12 and never acted on it, like created a support group for other people who knew that they were pedophiles.
It's a Catholic Church?
No, it was a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I mean, he's a man now, so maybe he has. You know,
how could you know at 12 though? Wouldn't that just mean you're attracted to
your peers? Like a pedophile who knows that they're a pedophile. Yeah, because that's when you first start getting sexual urges. He was getting them to 8-year-olds.
Right.
When he was 12.
Oh, when he was 12.
And he knew it was wrong.
Huh.
It's like a guy trying to hide their like vampire tooth after they get bit. They're just like covering up the
wound. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess if you have self-control, you can't really kill someone, I guess, for that.
Yeah. It's.
But if you do it, I mean, why not? I think it should be death penalty.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Depends on what they, once again, it's also what they do. I mean, look, if it's a grandpa and a little girl sits on his lap and...
No, it has to be full-on penetration for death penalty, right?
But yeah, I mean, what if she just... What if the grandpa just has her...
It's like part of the problem in here. We're like really...
Just play with it a little bit, like just spanking around, not even to ejaculation, just like... Yeah.
Give it a few.
Just a little like just...
Yeah.
It's like that South Park with the sex toy or the sex doll on the stand. He's like, did he give you one of these? Did he try one of these on for size? What kind of sex was it?
What, Nate? What were you going to say?
We were just having the same conversation out here.
Okay. Just making sure about if you could fuck children.
No, I said castration. Because chemical I feel like castration. There's a chance for rehabilitation.
Through castration.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of the brain, though, you know? I think there's still that element.
Yeah, I think that if you are fucking programmed to want to fuck kids, you are programmed to want to fuck kids.
Yeah,
I don't think there's learning it away. I don't think that there's fucking that's that. You are a kid fucker.
That's why if you take their dick, you also take their hands. Then maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like old timey.
You also gotta take their balls because everybody likes a good ball.
If you steal oranges in Iran,
they still have assholes.
Yeah. What about their?
And some of them just like to suck cock. What are you gonna sew their mouths shut?
Yes.
Just keep them on IV. May as well just kill them at that
Why
point.
Why not?
What if they just like to smell young boys' butts? They take their nose?
Yes.
All right, then they got those two little holes there. They can smell boys' butts even easier. You got to plug them up with cotton balls?
Yeah, they get to play Voldemort.
We leave just enough for them to breathe out of a mouth hole and to get a straw into drinking sure. And then
just a straw into their gut, a straw right into their lungs, and that's how they live. No
army.
Get
a little army in it. You can't
leave. Help me.
that how it should be?
Just a bunch of torso pedophiles being wheeled around.
Just a torso
with and
fucking
that way.
Burnt eye sockets and just two holes in a fucking
sun. They can't look at
them.
They can't look at kitty porn.
Their eyes burnt.
Jesus Christ. Good evening, Dr. Lecter.
Dude,
just, and they walk down the street so you can. Well, they don't walk. They just,
and then you can come to Six Flags. We can use them in the water slides.
Yeah.
Just let me die. Please.
I never fucking care.
I promise. Please shoot me.
Took like glowworms.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Just depending on what state, it's like, she was 17.
They all look like, what are those things, the mad balls? They all look like that when they're done.
Yeah, just one eye, but yeah. it's fucking, the eyelids are cut off, so it's always watery.
Oh, yeah.
Put on Nickelodeon. You just can't get it out of him. The goozles are
on. Put on Zach and Cody Sweet Life.
Well, the one guy from Disney definitely got, not this. Yeah,
Salute
Disney
Your
Channel.
Shorts. No, Nickelodeon.
The guy,
right?
No, the guy from Return of the Living Dead, the blonde guy with the mohawk from Return of the Living Dead, became a producer on kid shows, and he got busted hard for fucking kids.
Wasn't he on... No, but there was a guy on Salute Your Shorts and then Head of the Class who also...
Different. This was like, okay. This was like this generation of kid shows.
Oh, okay.
And it was
okay.
One of the actors from Return of the Living Dead.
No shit. Okay, I didn't know
There's
that.
There's that guy, Dan Snyder, right, who... Wait, X-Men actor, convicted of sexually abusing Nickelodeon child star, is still working with underage kids. 16 months in prison after admitting 2 counts of abusing Nickelodeon child actor. He was charged with 8 counts of sexual abuse, including abuse, blah, blah, blah.
Brian Peck.
Was in 2 X-Men movies and all 3 Living Dead movies and is now featured in controversial documentary.
I'm sure he was in the Bryan Singer X-Men movies, too. Yeah.
Well, he's got a mutant power.
Bryan Singer's a piece of shit, and the fact that he's still walking around just fine is unreal to me.
Dude, fucking Victor Salvo gets to make movies.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, yeah, this is the guy. Oh, look.
Kind of looks like Jeffrey Epstein.
Look how satisfied he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I just finished in a boy.
Nick.
Wait, this is the Growing Pains wiki, so he was on Growing Pains also?
Was he?
He fucked a young Leonardo DiCaprio. That's fucking good pedophiling right
Growing
there.
Growing Pains referred to his cock and Leo's ass.
Yeah, Dan Schneider.
Gilbert,
was the,
I killed it.
The other one, right? Dan Schneider's like the producer of like all those Nickelodeon shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and he's like rumored to have done like weird, fucked up shit with chicks.
Yes. Well, so many of them.
And he
them.
Still currently like does it. Like I was on his Instagram recently.
Didn't the guy who created Ren and Stimpy have like a weird shit where he was like getting fan letters and like creating relationships with?
He
like,
got busted.
Yeah.
Not Bob Zach Camp, just describes it as getting guy. Busted. Not that he's a creep. Zach's like, oh, another one busted us.
Hey, listen.
Poor guy.
You flew too close to the sun. I don't know what to tell you.
It was the girls who were melting, though.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the Ren and Stimpy guy, I think, like, would have basically, like, oh, move and come be an animator. And you would, like, have mentorships.
But between, like, Epstein and all this in Hollywood, like, there's clearly something that's going on where this is all connected, where you just are allowed to get away with stuff.
Yeah, well, no, I think it's not... I think that, yeah, there's more... There's a fucking bunch of millionaires and billionaires.
It starts
and powerful
with those Jewish moils sucking baby dicks.
There's a bunch of millionaires herbs. And billionaires in Hollywood, and they're not fucking kids or doing anything crazy. Most of them aren't.
No, I'd say
most of them aren't. But the thing is, it's a very sexy story. So there's probably as many people molesting kids in Hollywood as there are police or fucking teachers or anything else. The percentages, if you look at the amount of people that get into that, it's just that it becomes a sexy story that powerful white men that are in control of the industry are evil. And yeah, I think there are some evil men, and I think the problem is, you, because they have that power, they get away with it for longer. There's just like, if you're a teacher, you're probably going to be thinking twice about fucking one of your kids. Now it happens a lot, but I think
twice, three times, four times a day,
yeah, why not? But
Now, if you have no way
to really get in trouble for it, you know, then you go a little bit further. And I think these billionaires and millionaires, they just take it further.
Well, and I think that anybody that's ever patronized a strip club, massage parlor, anything, I mean, it's all human trafficking to some degree. You know, I mean, there's a lot of that going on in America. Yeah.
And that's just a separate conversation.
Yeah, but sometimes altogether. Those Asian rub and tug girls, they love their job.
Well, yeah, because it's better than, you know.
They make the best of the situation.
Yeah. They're like,
it's easier to debone a dog when you have strong forearm muscles, you know?
Yeah.
That's true.
That's very true. And it's there's no better feeling than sleeping on a massage table, getting slapped if you didn't get enough money.
Yeah.
But dude, I was in Jackson Heights. They literally are just outside barking people in to get fucked in the massage parlors. It's crazy. I was in
people
Jackson
don't
Heights.
Care anymore.
They're literally like sex and they point at the massage parlor.
Nice.
Yeah, not bad.
Nobody cares.
Nice.
That's where we're going for Zach's bachelor party.
Fuck yeah. Maybe there's Asian massages?
In Brooklyn?
Not opposed to it.
That's where you go. That's the way you fucking get them cheap, dude. Get two or three girls on Zach. Oh, what a fucking night you'll have.
Be good.
Oh, poor women.
We're like, we're all waiting our turn. Zach's still getting a table shower fucking 6 hours later. Yeah, they're propping up his fucking rolls.
I'm not going out.
Sandblasting his undergut.
Yeah,
the girls are also showering.
Yeah. He's working up his sweat. It looks like the scene in Dumbo where they're washing his mom.
All right, we're going to wrap this one up here in just a second. I'm very excited about this Six Flags trip. For real, guys, send us the funniest video to
yourselves.
realassofficial@gmail.com, and we will pick the top two for you and a friend. All expenses paid except for your travel. Six Flags Great Adventure with the Gas Digital crew. It's going to be early September, I'll tell you that much. That's it. And the deadline is when, Shannon?
When are you going to be back here? When's our next live show?
I think the deadline should be the last day of August.
Are you going to be here?
Deadline is the last day of August.
Hold on.
I won't be here, but that's the deadline for it. I'll be here the next week.
So we'll say Friday the 30th that day.
Yep.
And then we'll
just say the day before, and then can't you just reveal?
No, we'll reveal it. We're gonna watch the we'll watch the top five on the show and then pick.
Mm.
All right. So the funniest video set to the
so it has to be into the email.
I think it should be you're doing your own Six Flags commercial of sorts, but whatever you want to do to the music, it doesn't really matter. It's going to be funny to the music. Very easy assignment there.
Or if you're just a real piggish woman dancing to the Six Flags.
Yeah, just fucking
probably going to win.
Shoving things into your
pocket. I mean, that's hilarious. Yeah.
What if you cut the hands and eyelids off of a pedophile?
If you just wheel a pedophile up to the camera and I'm going to that music, yes.
Oh, man.
Fine. You win automatically.
You just create like a Saw-like situation for pedophiles.
How great would that be?
He will take you to Six Flags.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then who's Dave going to co-host the show with?
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. We will be back on Friday with another incredible show. Shannon Wright, booking those guests.
Yes, Louis Katz and Brendan Sagalow.
Wow, what a show. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you guys follow everyone on social media. Go subscribe to all the podcasts of everyone that guests on the show. And thank you. We will be back on Friday. Peace.
That's all, folks.